We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
All right, Lauren's from Nashua. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Lauren is helping her daughter to start to apply for colleges this morning.
Good times. Good times.
So we're going to be broke for a little while, guys.
Yes, so sorry. Be chasing after them to finish an essay for the next month.
We're going to take a little part-time job at the coffee shop. Help pay for books.
My poor mother. She was on me daily. Did you write your essay yet? Did you write your essay yet? Did you write your essay yet? Sure, no.
No, yeah, no. No. All right, Lauren, we're going to get through this together, okay?
Sure.
She's like, whatever, Carson, just kick Kennedy.
On to the game.
Start the game, funny man.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good
That's what she's here for. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100, which that'll pay for at least one full year of classes, right, in college?
I have no idea how college works.
Kennedy's got 2,986 wins, 248 losses, and she is now over there in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Legendary announcer Michael Buffer turning 75 years old today. His catchphrase before a big fight is always, let's get ready to blank.
Rumble.
Question number two. O.J. Simpson dressed as Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes for Halloween. And, of course, the internet has lots of jokes about that. There have been persistent rumors that OJ is the father to which Kardashian?
Chloe?
Question number three. Jenny McCarthy turning 47 today. She's married to Donnie Wahlberg. And is also the cousin to which famous actress?
Oh, my gosh. Jenny McCarthy?
Yep.
I don't know.
Sounds like you're typing it into your...
I never knew that.
Question number four. Queen Latifah and John Stamos are part of the cast for a live-action version of this Disney animated classic that will air live this Tuesday on ABC. What is the movie?
Little Mermaid.
Question number five. Pink could have done halftime at the Super Bowl, but she's glad she turned it down because, and I quote, everybody that does it gets so persecuted. Which of these acts hasn't performed at the Super Bowl halftime show? Prince, The Rolling Stones, or Elton John?
Elton John.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey. So that one was a surprise to you, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
How about that? You learn something new every day.
You do.
Kennedy?
Yo.
Lauren got 4 out of 5.
Well done,
That's
Lauren.
That's most of them.
Thank you, Dad.
These are hard. Are you ready?
You bet.
Legendary announcer Michael Buffer turning 75 today. He has a catchphrase before a big fight. He says, let's get ready to blank.
Rumble.
Let me finish the question.
I don't need the blank. Let's get ready to
engage in fisticuffs.
Question number two. O.J. Simpson dressed as Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes for Halloween. There have been persistent rumors that O.J. is the father to which Kardashian?
Chloe.
That is correct.
Chloe.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Jenny McCarthy celebrating her 47th today. She shares a birthday with somebody else. I just can't think of who it is.
Stinks.
Abraham Lincoln.
The worst.
She's married to Donnie Wahlberg, and she's also the cousin to which famous actress?
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
3-2. Question number 4. Queen Latifah and John Stamos are part of the cast for the live-action version of this Disney animated classic that will air live this coming Tuesday on ABC. What's the movie?
Little Mermaid.
And you know who's going to be Sebastian the Crab?
Shaggy!
Mr. Boombastic!
Turn up time.
Shaggy. Turn up time. 4-3. Question number 5. Pink could have done the halftime show at the last Super Bowl, but she's glad she didn't do it. She says, and I quote, everybody that does it gets so persecuted. Which of these acts hasn't performed halftime of the Super Bowl, Kennedy? Prince, The Rolling Stones, Elton John.
Elton John.
That is...
Woo!
Right.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, Dan.
I don't know. Elton could put on a show.
Yes, he can.
Kennedy gets the win 5-4. You don't get the cash, Lauren. I'm sorry. Your daughter can't afford to go to college now. But I do have a pair of concert tickets. AJR is on November 16th at Aganis Arena. So you guys are going to go to that show and enjoy, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Lauren from Nashua, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, let's talk to Ryan, who is from Rochester. Good morning, Ryan. Hey, let's try this one. Are you there, Ryan?
Yes, you got it.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
You got it.
We've had some connectivity issues this morning with Ryan, but he is here and sounds like he has good phone, Kennedy.
Okay.
I love good phone.
Let's do it.
Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Ryan.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Okay. Good luck.
Yes, Ryan is here for it. What do you do for a living, Ryan?
I work in higher education over at Wentworth, Boston.
Okay, smarty pants.
Smarty pants. I work in higher education.
That's a vague answer. What
I know.
Does that
I
mean?
Feel like you do something where you work on a college campus, but not necessarily.
I drive the golf cart. Right.
Right.
If they had a golf cart, I'd drive it.
All right, Ryan. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one. Rob Schneider turned 56 over the weekend. He is in the circle of which A-list actor and comedian, always appearing in his films and on his comedy tours?
Adam Sandler.
Question number two. Cookie Monster topped a poll of America's favorite Sesame Street characters. Elmo was second. What color is Cookie Monster?
Blue.
Question number three. Arnold Palmer checks in at number four on the highest earning dead celebrities list this year, making $30 million.
Wow.
How do you make an Arnold Palmer beverage?
Lemonade and iced tea.
Question number four, Ryan. Dolph Lundgren turned 62 on Sunday. He played Ivan Drago in the Rocky franchise. Which movie in the series does Rocky fight Drago?
Two.
Question number five. The Soup Nazi episode of which classic sitcom first aired on NBC on this date in 1995? What is the sitcom?
Seinfeld.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
All right, Wentworth, I see you. Not bad.
Ryan came to play. I appreciate it. And he's got good phone. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Ryan got 4 out of 5.
Wow, well done, Ryan.
Thank you.
Got that Wentworth education behind him. These are tough, Kennedy. Number one, Rob Schneider will turn 56 over the weekend. He's in the circle of which A-list actor and comedian, always appearing in his films and on his comedy tours?
Adam Sandler?
That is right. Tied at one. Cookie Monster topped a poll of America's favorite Sesame Street characters. Elmo was second. What color is the Cookie Monster?
Blue.
That is right. That was like the count. One. Two. <Wow. laughs>
he can count to one, y'all.
Three. All right, Kennedy, question number three. Arnold Palmer checks in at number four on the highest earning dead celebrities list this year, making $30 million. How do you make an Arnold Palmer?
I see lemonade.
That is correct. Half and half.
Add
tied at three.
Vodka for John Daly.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Oh my God.
Dolph Lundgren turned 62 on Sunday. He played Ivan Drago in the Rocky franchise. Which movie in the series does Rocky fight Drago?
Three.
It's Clubber Lang.
Damn.
So that
it's Apollo, Clubber Lang, Drago.
Yeah.
And Rocky break. Four.
Got it.
Tied at three. Question number five. The Soup Nazi episode of this classic sitcom.
First Seinfeld.
On NBC on this date in 1995. That is correct. Seinfeld. 4-4 is the final score. That's a tie, which means Kennedy gets the win, Ryan. I'm sorry, you don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets for you. Hozier is going to be at the Wang Theater on November 13th, and you will be there for that show, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. What is the mascot for Wentworth?
It's the leopard.
Go fighting leopards.
That's right.
Not lepers.
Yeah, leopard.
Leopard. Okay. Big difference.
Ryan, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
It'll be a crazy tailgate for football games, though.
All right, my
whose
eye.
Whose arm is this?
Billy, you dropped your arm again.
Someone's fingers in my beer.
Go ahead, Ryan.
This is Ryan from Rochester. The Rocky question got us full.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
All right, our good friend Jennifer is back for Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Carson. Good morning, team. How are you?
Hey, girl. Hey.
We're doing well. We're doing well. Jennifer has become a regular customer of my wife's monogramming business.
Oh, hey, girl.
I just want to say thank you.
I didn't know it was you.
Hopefully my wife is going to be able to buy a new car soon because of you. Keep getting that baby stuff monogrammed.
I Venmo Lana more than I Venmo baby stuff.
She is not kidding either. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thank you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100, which then you are going to spend on monogramming with me. I don't know if that's
or toys for girls and boys.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
love
yeah.
That.
I know you will bring us some toys. All right, Kennedy has left the studio. She's got 2,988 wins, 248 losses. Question number one, Jennifer. Bob Saget was on Wendy Williams' show and commented on the Lori Loughlin college admission scandal, saying he is standing by her. Who did he play on Full House?
He was Danny Tanner. He was the dad.
Question number two. Singer Anthony Kiedis is 57 years old today. He's known for being the lead singer of which rock band?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Question number three, true or false? David Schwimmer is the oldest Friends cast member. True or false?
Ooh, false.
Question number four, 50 Cent is going to be on Colbert tonight. He is in the middle of a beef with which MMA fighter?
Oh, you guys talked about this the other day.
We did.
I can't think of his name. I don't know.
All right. Question number five. According to a new survey, 41% of PGA Tour golfers have hooked up on a golf course.
Oh.
Seems low to me.
Really?
It's a very specific survey.
What does PGA stand for?
Professional Golf Association.
Professional what?
Golf. G-O-L-F.
What do we say, guys? You're close.
Oh, golfers. No, professional golfers.
Okay.
I work in Gilba Island. That is sad. I don't know that.
That's all right. Let's golfers. Get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How old is
not my best showing.
That's all right. How old is Quinn, by the way?
Quinn will be 2 in 10 days.
That's unbelievable.
So I recreate my 10 days. Quinn Cecilia. That's right, Annie Dow. Quinn Cecilia.
Oh, no, that was me. That was Kennedy. But I love that baby.
Yes.
We'll all right, here we go, Jennifer. Got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Ooh, I got the first one wrong. I know it. Ugh.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about, but that's okay.
We're going to do a game now, if that's
yeah.
okay.
Question number one, Kennedy. These are tough. Bob Saget was on Wendy Williams' show and commented on the Lori Loughlin college admissions
scandal.
Oh, no,
I didn't.
And says he's standing by her. Who did he play on Full House?
Ooh.
Bob Saget.
I don't know.
Wow.
Cut it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Danny
okay,
Tanner.
I know it now.
Danny Tanner.
Cut it out was Uncle Joey, okay?
Cut it out.
Same show, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I was in the ballpark. Maybe not the right pew of the church, but I was in the church. 1-0 for Jennifer. Question number two. Anthony Kiedis is celebrating a birthday today. Kennedy, 57 years old. He is known for being the lead singer of which rock band?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
2-1. Question number three. David Schwimmer is the oldest Friends cast member. True or false, Kennedy? True or false? Lisa Kudrow is 56. David Schwimmer will turn 53 on Saturday. It is 3-2. Question number 4. 50 Cent is going to be on Colbert tonight, and this MMA fighter wants to fight him because of some internet beef. Who is he?
Colin McGregor?
That is correct.
Oh. I said no. Colin. That's not right. What'd it's Connor. I said Colin.
Oh, well, you did?
Just corrected yourself.
Oh.
I heard it was Connor. Wrong. Well, you tell me, honestly.
You corrected yourself. So okay. It's when you said it at first, it sounded like Connor.
All right. Okay.
And then you corrected
I just want to be fair. Okay, go ahead.
That's okay. We listen, we gave Jennifer many opportunities.
Yeah, this last one we kind of dangled for.
Yeah, okay.
So it's okay.
You did. It's cool.
Question number 5, Kennedy. You are all tied up at 3-3, and Jennifer got this one right. According to a new survey, 41% of PGA Tour golfers say they have hooked up on or at a golf course.
Who hasn't?
That's true. Who has 18th hole?
I have not.
Me?
You haven't?
Does mini golf?
I worked at a golf course and I never did. No.
Well, you're 25, Annie. What are you doing with your life?
You live right by a golf course.
I'm saying. Granite Lakes?
I mean,
now all you need is a boy.
Oh, well.
Well, then we're out, Dan.
Kennedy, what does PGA stand for? Sorry.
Professional Golfers Association.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Nice job. 4-4.
Jen, you know you can come here anytime and see us, so it's really fun.
Jennifer, you don't win the cash, but you do have a pair of tickets to see Lucas Graham November 10th at the House of Blues. You enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you leave?
I would like to say I am Jennifer, and Quinn is in the back seat. We are from East Boston, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.